This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
From New York City, the only city in America, it's the show that invented news. This is The Daily Show with your host, Roy Wood Jr.
The Daily Show. Settle down, rioters. This is my third night hosting the show, and it's been a blast. Now, I know if you tuned in last night, you might have seen the homeboy Jon Stewart stop by, and tonight, who knows? Beyonce? You got to speak it to an existence, manifested and all that other shit. But we got a great show for you tonight. I'll tell you who is definitely here is the homie Cedric the Entertainer. So let's get into the headlines. Rockets. All right, let's kick things off in Wisconsin. Now, I like Wisconsin. Wisconsin in the building, I like Wisconsin. Wisconsin, the only place I've been to that sell cheese as a souvenir. I like that. You want some cheese before your flight? Yeah? Cheese curds? You give me cheese curds. No wrapping, no nothing. Just butt naked in my hand. But last night, Wisconsin had a critical election for the state Supreme Court, which has national implications for 2024. They had a far-right conservative versus a very left-wing liberal. And I don't want to presume anything about the political beliefs of the audience in the room right now, you know. I know Daily Show fans hold a wide variety of views. Who am I kidding? Y'all gonna start clapping. Show them the clip.
Steady, a major political hit in Wisconsin. Democrat-backed Judge Janet Protasiewicz has won the state's widely watched Supreme Court race. The court will now be controlled by liberals for the first time in 15 years.
Protasiewicz's conservative opponent, Jan Kelly, had harsh words after the election was called and criticized her, calling her a serial liar.
I wish that in a circumstance like this, I would be able to concede to a worthy opponent. But I do not have a worthy opponent to which I can concede. This was the most deeply deceitful, dishonorable, despicable campaign I have ever seen run for the courts. And I wish Wisconsin the best of luck, because I think it's gonna need it.
Aw, you seem very sad about losing. Would you like some cheese? Now look. People think that it's classless to concede like this, but I'm gonna be straight up with y'all. Good for my man. Dude just got his ass beat in front of the whole country, and you want him to be gracious? Congratulations to my opponent, who is clearly a winner, unlike me, a little bitch loser. Look, say as long as you accept the outcome, you get to talk shit. Yeah, you let me spend millions running for judge, and then I lose? I run millions and I lose? Oh, baby, I'm up on that podium like Samuel L. Jackson. Yes, they deserve to die, and I hope they burn in hell! But now, let's move on to the big story. The arrest of Donald J. Trump. Oh, you heard about it. Y'all heard about it. Okay, I thought it was just a little under, you know, a little. Yesterday was a momentous day for Donald J. Trump. He was indicted for 34 counts of falsifying business records and also one count of clogging the courthouse toilet. They added that one at the last minute. So old Trumpy went down to the courthouse, looked around stupid for a couple of minutes, then fled on his private jet to Florida because, as you all know, Florida does not have an extradition treaty with the United States. He rolled up to Mar-a-Lago and then he waved to his supporters and then offered to put his thumb up their butt. What is this? Seriously. Who adds motion to a thumbs up? It's simple. Just lock the elbow. Trump gotta be the first person to add the jerk-off motion to a thumbs up.
Thanks so much for coming out. I really appreciate it. Oh.
So then, after all of that, it was time for Trump to give his big speech. And sidebar, why are people still going to Trump speeches? Like, I get it. That's your dude. But you know what he gonna say. He said the same thing. Donald Trump is a comedian that ain't changed his act in years. You know what he gonna do. Liberal media be doing this. And Joe Biden and them, they be doing this. Y'all know I ain't lying. Come on now, DJ, kick it. The only thing that changes year to year with Trump is who his enemy is. And for this fight, he's got two new ones.
In a defiant speech at Mar-a-Lago, the former president claimed he's a victim and targeted the prosecutor and judge in the case.
They can't beat us at the ballot box, so they try and beat us through the law. The criminal is the district attorney. I have a Trump-hating judge with a Trump-hating wife and family.
Go to trial and talk shit about the judge. That's bold. The judge could destroy you. He could destroy you and you riling him up. You about to fight Cocaine Bear. You don't offer him crack first. And he didn't just call out the judge. Trump called out the kids. You don't pull the kids into, even rappers don't go after the kids and they murder each other. And Trump said the man has a Trump-hating wife. But to be fair, I don't even know if that was an insult because Donald Trump also has a Trump-hating wife. You can't tell me Melania don't hate that man. If anything, this week was confirmation. If y'all think Trump... Let me ask you this then. During Donald Trump's 45 minutes as a political prisoner, where was his wife?
Well, many people noticed the former first lady, the former president's wife, Melania Trump, was not in attendance last night.
His wife, former first lady Melania Trump, she was not there.
Among the guests were ardent Trump supporters, including Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene and the MyPillow founder, Mike Lindell. One person noticeably absent last night was former first lady Melania Trump.
Even the pillow salesman showed up for the speech. But his own wife didn't show up. And the speech was at the house. Melania didn't even come downstairs. She opened up the bedroom door. Oh, you're back from prison already. Oh. Now look, we're making jokes. But there's nothing funny about a former first lady not showing up to her husband's speech where he's complaining about getting arrested for lying about paying off a porn star. Frankly, I'm concerned about Melania's whereabouts, so we launched a search for her, and That search is being headed by our very own Dulce Sloan. Dulce! Dulce? Now, Dulce, you're in Florida. You're in Florida, Dulce. Yes, we are very poor, Dulce.
Now, I mean, working.
You down there on the coast? Are there any signs of Melania down there?
Oh, not yet. You know, I've been looking for her at the beach all day, and after this, I'm gonna look for her at brunch, and then I might go look for her at the front row of a Magic Mike show. You know, I'm vigilant. You know, vigilancy out here.
Ain't the Magic Mike show in Las Vegas? I think you're taking advantage of the corporate expense account. We'll talk about that later. But first, let's just talk about this whole thing. Don't you think that Melania should leave Donald Trump? I mean, the man was paying hush money to porn stars.
Roy. You don't understand, son. The hush money was for Melania. She's the reason he didn't want people to know about Stormy Daniels. Shit, if he wasn't married, his campaign slogan would have been, a porn star.
Okay.
But for Melania, he paid a porn star $130,000. Oh! To know a love like that, oh.
Okay.
You know, I mean, it's kind of romantic for a man to just break bread like that for
okay,
you.
Okay, I got you. So then you think Melania should stay with Donald?
No. He cheated on her with a porn star. Come on. I've dumped men for a lot less. I broke up with a guy last week because he left me a voicemail. A voicemail? Sir, what year do you think this is? Just leave a comment on my TikTok like an adult, Grandpa.
Okay, so I see what you're saying. So then you think Melania should have dumped Trump back in 2016. Gotcha.
Oh, hell no. Listen, Uncle Roy, are you listening? Why would she dump him when he just got elected El Presidente? You cheat on me, you think I'm gonna let some porn star be the first lady? What the hell? No! Nah, bitch, I'm getting a portrait, okay? A real one with paint and shit, okay?
Okay.
I'm talking about a canvas, an easel, and we gonna sit there for 7 hours and look happy, damn it.
Okay. Going every which way then, Dulce, just tell me, what the hell should Melania do then?
She should be doing what she been doing. Take advantage of Trump when he's president, and when he's not, let his ass twist in the wind while you at home watching Martin reruns and banging these pool boys. Okay. I mean, she's doing it at Mar-a-Lago right now.
Wait, so you know where she is. Well, then why are you running up an expense account on my week?
What?
This is my week hosting, and you running up the bill with all this travel. Come on.
Wow, this is how you treat a black woman?
That's not April? No, that's not how I meant it.
Black Women's History Month?
No, that's not how I meant it.
Wow.
That's not how I meant it.
Wow.
That's not how, no, let me.
No,
let me,
I should be let, out let, here with a Telfar bag and Morris Chestnut, and you out here trying to act like I'm not doing my job. You know what? I'm gonna get on my jet ski. I ain't got to do with you. I ain't got to do nothing to steal. Where my jet ski?
Dulce Sloan, everybody. All right. When we come back, Jordan Klepper looks back at yesterday's madness at the courthouse. You don't want to miss it.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. When Dr. Sabah and I decided to do a skincare line together, he said to me, we are going to give women meaningful beauty. And I said, that's exactly right. We want to give women meaningful beauty, which means each and every product is meaningful. It has a reason to exist. It's efficacious. You're going to get results. And then you just go out and live your life.
Meaningful beauty. Confidence is beautiful. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
Yesterday, Jordan Klepper was down at the courthouse for Donald Trump's arraignment. We gave you a little taste of it yesterday. Some Santos, some Marjorie Taylor Greene. But today, we'll hear what the Trump faithful have to say.
Tuesday's arraignment of former President Donald Trump in New York was a first for the nation and brought out the passionate, the sensibly dressed, and the kind of men who really disappoint their mothers.
Two genders!
Two genders!
Two genders!
While I had fun getting into the scrum, I was surprised to find there were people who wanted to have meaningful conversations about the justice system.
I don't believe what you're seeing is justice.
You don't believe in the grand jury process?
I don't believe if this was a civilian, it would...
I mean, he is a civilian. He's a person, but New York address. So he shouldn't go through the grand jury process?
I believe it should be dismissed.
Because?
Because, I'm going by a general gut feeling.
The way I see it is, the government is stepping over their bounds and doing what they're doing here, indicting Donald Trump. This stuff happens all the time.
What stuff? Paying off a porn star and then fudging business records?
I mean, come on, it's his own money for one thing.
And out of all the cases up against Donald Trump, this is probably the weakest one.
Yeah. There's no evidence to bring about this prosecution, so...
Well, we don't know that until there's a grand jury who can then see that evidence.
I think that everyone should get a fair trial.
So you would support a grand jury looking at all of the evidence, and if they decide to indict Donald Trump, well, then we will let that happen.
Sure, certainly. If there's evidence, every piece of evidence should be heard.
Well, I mean, that's what happened here.
Mm.
There's excitement in the air. It feels almost like the American version of a royal event. If the king f***ed a porn star, paid her, and then lied about it, the business records. Like an American coronation.
And then the Donald arrived. The former leader of the free world was now possibly in the same room as a group of recently busted subway masturbators.
I think he wants to meet you.
You think he orchestrated all of this?
Yeah, because his polls, like DeSantis, was rising. Now, he's taking all the air out of the room now, Trump. In 2016, he had all the media, Fox News, yeah. CNN was covering. Now they don't cover him anymore. Now they have to.
Getting arrested is the smartest
That's
thing
it.
He could do.
He's like one of the smartest guys that I know of.
You're talking about the man who's getting fingerprinted inside that building right now.
I think they fingerprinted him already. They have his DNA.
That guy's left his DNA in a lot of different places.
This is like the seventh time.
Could Trump run his election campaign from prison?
He could do anything, Trump.
Yeah. Would that dissuade you in any way?
Even if they give him 34 felonies, it's just like Trump, he's untouchable.
He's untouchable, except the person who's literally touching his fingerprints right now. Have you donated to the Trump campaign since he was...
I haven't thought about it up until now, but I guess I'd consider it. Sure.
Trump has fundraised like over $5 million for this. So in some ways, it's almost like he's getting paid to have sex. Is he a sex worker? I mean, it's cool. There's no judgment.
Look, I think you guys are great. I love senses of humor. But in many ways, you should appreciate this is not funny. Because they're going after Trump today. They'll go after me tomorrow. And then they'll go after you.
Did you pay off a porn star and then lie about your business record? I'm sorry. That's got to be frightening. I guess he could come for us if we've been involved in hush money payments and then lying on our business records and then using that when it comes to the campaign as well. Like, I guess that could happen to anybody.
Perhaps we don't need justice to be blind. Just friendly.
Thank you, Jordan. All right. Stay tuned because when we come back, Cedric the Entertainer will be joining me on the show. Don't go away. I'm going to pretend to write on this paper.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. Well, I don't know about you, but like, I never liked being told, oh, wow, you look so good for your age. Like, why even bother saying that? Why don't you just say you look great at any age, every age? That's what Meaningful Beauty is all about. We create products that make you feel confident in your skin at the age you are now.
Meaningful Beauty. Beautiful skin at every age. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
Welcome back to The Daily Show. My guest tonight is one of the original kings of comedy. He's also the star and executive producer of the hit CBS series, The Neighborhood, which will soon celebrate its 100th episode. Please welcome Cedric the Entertainer. Before we talk about anything, OG, let me just ask a serious question off the rip, man. What is your annual budget on hats?
the hat budget is, you know, it's first, whatever it is, and then I take care of the kids' school and all that stuff.
Because like, every time I see the hat, I never see a hat repeat itself. It's just hats, just a bunch of hats. Does your wife have any room for her shoes?
That's the constant battle. My hat's against her shoes. I've lost. I definitely lose in that battle for sure.
Now, I had the honor of doing, you know, morning radio in Birmingham for almost 15 years, and a lot of comedians, a lot of OGs came through when I was young in the game. And something that I peeped about you all, y'all always came in town. When you had the time, you come in town a day early.
Yeah.
And go to the Black Mall, parlay with the people. Do your shows. Then on Saturday, when you can sleep in the hotel, go to the Black barbershops,
yeah,
parlay with the people. You're one of the most universally loved people in entertainment, top to bottom. It goes you, Sinbad, and hamburgers. In terms of... and I mean this seriously. What could politicians learn from comedians on just getting love from people and just interacting with folks?
I mean, you know, really, you can't do it just at the time of that you're running for office or whatever. I mean, the idea is just actually, you know, making contact with people, looking people in the eye, feeling that vibe, you know, understanding who they are. You know, you see people out there, green New York. This is what I got this from Jay-Z. I see you, green New York hat. What's up, man? What's up? You just break people out. You let them know you feel, you know? All right. Yeah. I see you late clap. Okay, it's late clap over there.
And then they go home, wow, I'm going to vote for Sid.
I'm late clap.
Because he's on my hat. So, The Neighborhood.
Yeah, man.
Congratulations on 100 episodes.
Yeah, thank you.
First and foremost. And you're directing the 100th episode of this television program. And The Neighborhood, I've always been a fan of it because it's a show that positions itself within the issue of gentrification and not addressing the bigger issue, but just what it means to be a Black person in a Black neighborhood and have a white person come in and you figuring out how to keep your culture while also learning about someone else's. And in the writer's room, how are you all able to toe that line on that issue and make it so palpable for everybody?
That was always the thing with the show. I mean, you know, it was interesting because when the show first came to me, it was, here comes The Neighborhood. And I was like, oh, wait a minute. So wait a minute. That's a whole nother attitude right there. Yeah. I'm like, I'm already there. The neighborhood already exists, right? So, you know, it was one of those things where, you know, we wanted to be able to tell that story of like how you feel when things come. You do want growth in your neighborhood. You do do want a Starbucks and a Whole Foods, but you don't want to do that without losing the culture. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, you know, and that's the really how we tell the story. We got great actors. Max Greenfield, who plays Dave, is just, you know, legendary, funny man, killing it. Tashina Arnold, Beth Bears, Marcel Spears. We kill it, man. So
now, talk about directing. What was that like? Because the episode premieres next week. But what was that like to sit behind that camera and go, "You do this, and go get me a water, motherfucker."
That was it. That was it. That's what I did. That's what everybody loved. I was like, "Yo, you know, the director. You know, you actually, you get to paint the picture." That's what I say. You know, you're the one that's kind of literally putting all the colors on the canvas and just. And so, you know, you get to tell people, you just for no reason. I don't like the tie. Lose the tie. And you know what? No, the tie good. Keep the tie on. You know, so, but, you know, but actually it was that kind of thing where I got great actors. You really just give them the best place to deliver and get off. And that's what I really learned as a director for the most part. I've directed a couple of episodes of The Neighborhood and then The Soul Man that I used to have my other show with Niecy. Yeah. And so, you know, that's the idea, really just finding that place where a comic can get off or actor and just like show them where they need to be for it to happen.
Well, I can't thank you enough for what you've done for not just the culture of entertainment, but also just the culture of stand-up comedy. And it's not something that you toot your horn about. It's not something that you talk about a lot publicly, but I want to give you flowers today, OG, because, you know, people try to measure stand-up comedians on the worth of, well, who had the best special or who had the best jokes. But behind the scenes at this same show, The Neighborhood, you have staffed and employed so many people, black, white, women, just so many people, and there's so many comedians. You know, it's one thing to be someone in this industry and create a great comedy special, but I measure the worth of a comedian by how many homeowners does he create within his team. And it's a bunch of them over there. Thank you so much. Seth the Entertainer, everybody. The 100th episode of The Neighborhood airs April 10th on CBS and Paramount Plus. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back after this.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. When Dr. Sabah and I decided to do a skincare line together, he said to me, "We are going to give women meaningful beauty." And I said, "That's exactly right. We want to give women meaningful beauty, which means each and every product is meaningful. It has a reason to exist. It's efficacious. You're going to get results. And then you just go out and live your life."
Meaningful beauty. Confidence is beautiful. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
That's our show for tonight, but before we go, please, please consider donating to the Tutwiler Garden Program at Troy University in Alabama. The program partners college students with female inmates at Tutwiler Prison to teach about horticulture and nutrition. If you can, please donate at the link below.
Explore more shows from the Daily Show podcast universe by searching The Daily Show, wherever you get your podcasts. Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central, and stream full episodes anytime on Paramount Plus.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast. Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.